This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Green is the currency in global business these days. Green initiatives, green pledges, green promises, they are everywhere. PepsiCo is going to cut its plastics use. Amazon and Patagonia are promising net carbon zero shipping. Hertz, fresh out of bankruptcy, is going to spend more than $4 billion to buy 100,000 Teslas for its rental fleet. Even Saudi Arabia, whence comes so much of our oil, said this week it's going to be carbon neutral by 2060, all of which is great, right? Because humanity at risk from a warming planet. But all of those promises, how are you supposed to know whether they're good for it? Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that one.
When a company pledges to do X, Y, or Z for the environment, it's not like there's a rule book to follow.
To some extent, these commitments are the Wild West.
Roz Godelnik is a professor at the Parsons School of Design at the New School. The problem, Godelnik says, is who knows if a corporation will make good on a goal that's 20 or 30 years out.
I would look for actions rather than just commitments.
Actions that show what a company is doing right now to fight climate change. In that sense, Hertz buying all these electric cars is meaningful, says Carol Lee Ron with the nonprofit Ceres.
When consumers have the opportunity to drive these vehicles, they invariably enjoy them and see them as positive.
And the deal represents a big investment for Hertz, and not just in cars, says Deepak Rajagopal at UCLA's Institute of the Environment and Sustainability.
They need to have charging stations, they need to have maintenance, they need to have support hotlines.
That kind of tangible investment can help move the needle on big climate goals, like more electric vehicles. Tom Lyon is a professor at the Erb Institute at University of Michigan.
The transition to electrification plus electric vehicles offers the potential for a huge reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in the vehicle sector.
Lyon would like to see more corporations actually changing how they do business instead of making pledges or reducing waste at the margins.
A modest reduction in packaging waste is great, but it doesn't really stand to transform the system.
And transforming the system is what it's going to take to deal with climate change. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.